ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवद्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 11. We're reading 3 and 4, but number 4 is on the board, so we'll chant together number 4, and we'll read 3. Narayana para vipra Dharmangu yang parang vibhu Karuna sadhava shantas Tvadvidhana tatapare Narayana para vipra Dharmangu yang parang vidhu Karuna sadhavas shantas Tvadvidhana tatapare. Narayana para. Those who are always devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayan, Vipra, the best of the Brahmanas. Dharmam, religious principle. Guyang, the most confidential. Param, supreme. Vidu, no. Karuna, such persons are very merciful. Being devotees. Sadhava, whose behavior is very exalted. Shanta, peaceful. Tvatvida, like your honor. Na, not. Tata, so. Apare, others. Followers of methods other than devotional service. We'll read the translation in just 1 second. We'll read text number 3 and then on to text number 4. Text number 3. O best of the Brahmanas, you are directly the son of Prajapati, Lord Brahma, because of your austerities, mystic yoga, and trance. You are considered the best of all of Lord Brahma's sons. No one is superior, this is translation to number 4, no one is superior to you in peaceful life and mercy. No one knows better than you how to execute devotional service or how to become the best of the Brahmanas. Therefore, you know all the principles of confidential religious life, and no one knows them better than you. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Yudhishthira Maharaj knew that Narada Muni is the supreme spiritual master of human society, who can teach the path of spiritual liberation leading to the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it is for this purpose that Narada Muni compiled his Bhakti Sutra and gave directions in the Narada Pancharatra. To learn about religious principles and the perfection of life, one must take instruction from the disciplic succession of Narada Muni. Our Krishna consciousness movement is directly in the line of the Brahma Sampradaya. Narada Muni received instructions from Lord Brahma and in turn transmitted the instructions to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva instructed his son Shukadeva Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Because Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami and Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna, there's no difference between them. If we strictly follow the principle of disciplic succession, we are certainly on the right path of spiritual liberation or eternal engagement in devotional service. Om Ajnanate Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. No one is superior to you in peaceful life, in mercy. No one knows better than you how to execute devotional service or how to become the best of the brahmanas. Therefore, you know all the principles of confidential religious life, and no one knows them better than you. Hare Krishna. So, we're very fortunate to hear from such an exalted Nitya Siddha, pure devotee, Narada Muni, because as is confirmed here in Srimad Bhagavatam, no one is better in peaceful life and mercy and knowing the conclusion of devotional service. What is the purpose of life? What is bhakti? And Srila Prabhupada is commenting how our Krishna consciousness movement is in line with the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Brahma being the father, Narada Muni being his exalted son, giving the wisdom in initiating Vyasadeva, Veda Vyas, who compiled all the Vedic literatures. And here we are, so many years later, hearing that same authentic transcendental wisdom as to how to achieve pure love for Krishna, love of God. Religion is something that's very unique in this world. Yesterday we had one bishop came from England, from the Church of England, Episcopalian. And so we're asking, there are many different sects of Christianity, many different sects of Vedic philosophy, of Buddhism. There's personalists, impersonalists. Many people have their theories and views as to what is best, you know, what is the best way, the most efficient way. When you're Googling something, you want to get from here to Rishikesh, you'll say this is the fastest way. It'll map it out for you nicely. So we're trying to Google ourselves back home to the spiritual kingdom and putting in all the ingredients. But we're hearing from the best master, Narada Muni, in his Narada Bhakti Sutra. There are rules and regulations, Pancharatrika Vidhi, Bhagavat Vidhi. So we're hearing about the absolute truth, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, about Krishna, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, the gopas. Lord Chaitanya said there's no love better, no process of worship better than that of the inhabitants of Braj, of Vrindavan. Because out of love and complete anxiety, they're always thinking of Krishna. Even when they're mad at Krishna, this Krishna, you know, he's unfaithful. Why, I want to stop thinking of Krishna. But the trouble is we cannot stop thinking of Krishna. They can't even do their household duties properly because all day, 24 hours a day, they're simply thinking of Krishna. So every living entity in this world has desires and aspirations to be fulfilled. And many times we hold religion in the background. We think, well, let me endeavor first with my intelligence to make a lot of money, to make a big success of my life so I can fulfill my desires. But unfortunately, no matter how much we think that opulence will make us happy, we've seen in the history and the tabloids how this person was married for 3 weeks and then got divorced, and then that person was married for 4 weeks and got divorced, and you know, people have so much money, so many houses and palaces and opulence, but they're still not happy. They're not satisfied. Okay, they become frustrated, and now they want to achieve something higher. Okay, money's not doing it for me. Trying to enjoy my senses to the max is not really doing it. Let me try for liberation, mukti. Let me get free from all this unwanted desire. But without proper guidance, it's like a very sick person not wanting to go to the doctor. Or if you go to the doctor, he gives you medicine and prescription, but you don't want to take the medicine or prescription. You think, well, you know, I got a prescription here, but these bottles here look really cool. I think I'm going to have two or three of these. You know, it's like we start picking our own medicine and our own ways of achieving. So Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his great Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurdva Shainamaha, very kindly came, and he's giving us the, just a few years ago, 500 years ago is nothing, just a blink of an eye. And then instructing personally the six Goswamis and establishing Radhakund Govardhan. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took great pleasure in coming to Vrindavan. We just celebrated his 500th anniversary of Chaitanya's coming to Lord to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And what does he say? Nadanang, najanang, nasundaring, kavitang, vajagadisha makkamaye. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhagavad bhakti rahaitukitvai. He doesn't want wealth, nadanang, najanang, doesn't want followers, nasundaring, doesn't want a beautiful wife or beautiful husband, whatever it might be. But many times we have mixed devotional service in the Narada. Bhakti Sutra describes that one's considered pious because he's approaching Krishna for solving his problems and hopefully achieving some happiness. But this mixed bhakti, mixed devotional service, means that, as Prahlad Maharaj was telling or replying to Lord Nrisimhadeva's offer of many, you know, let me give you something. I said, I'm not a merchant. I'm not performing devotional service to get some reward or some exchange. So those of us who come here, we should know and we should hear it, that it's not that, oh, I'm performing service so I expect some remuneration, that, you know, I deserve to have this and I deserve to have that. You know? Because it's actually a wonderful opportunity to render service, what to speak of rendering service in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and also to be able to serve the Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, who is carrying the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us and giving us an opportunity to serve their lordships, Sri Sri Gornitai, serving Krishna Balaram, serving Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar. In the Pancha, in the teachings of Narada Muni, is described that deity worship is important because by utilizing our senses for serving the deities, we give up the desire for our own sense gratification. That let me prepare something with love and devotion to offer to my Thakur Ji or offer to Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, my spiritual master, with love and devotion. Patrang pushpang palang toyang yomi bhakti prayashtati. Krishna is giving the formula, very simple, that it's not a complicated offering. These are the things I like. You know, if you say, Prabhuji, welcome to my home, what would you like to have? Well, some patrang pushpang palang toyang will be fine. So, you know, the water, the milk, you know, various preparations, the sub, nice. But everything should be done with a mood of devotion and love. Oh, I'm keeping my Guru Maharaj's accounts, so I have to keep them very carefully. Oh, I'm in charge of the restaurant, the bakery. But there's so much room. Well, you know, it's a very complicated affair. I can place orders and supplies come in. Who knows where those supplies go? I'm serving, but a little something for me is okay too. This kind of mentality is not good. That you think that you could cheat Krishna. Even when the security guards were showing me a video, because now we're high tech, we have over 100 cameras all around the campus. And this one person was coming, visitor, in the back, and he saw that somebody was speaking on one of those new iPhones. You could see he turned around, he's thinking, and he went to check, and he grabbed the iPhone right from his hands and went running. But unfortunately, he got caught. And we have big security men. So the idea is that you think that I can steal from others, cheat. Okay? And that happens. You know, and sometimes when we lose something, we feel, you know, unhappy or morose. You know, someone, when I was away in America, broke into my house and stole a few things here and there. And I was feeling, oh, this is very painful. How can people do that? But this is the nature of this world. Everyone thinks that I will profit if I'm more clever and I can cheat. So bhakti is not like that. We have only a few years. How long can you enjoy the so-called accomplishments of this world? 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years. And then this body is on loan, like a rental. You know, you got to bring the rental back after some time and give it back. The Lord's providing through Mother Nature, Maya Jakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Krishna's controlling everything, and He's allowing things to go on according to one's desires. So if one desires Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. Yeyata mang prapajyate tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So we should take this opportunity to take the message of Krishna and this chanting of the holy name is the process of cleaning the heart, cleaning the dirty desires to awaken our spiritual desires. Because we're not going to become simply void or non-existent. Everyone has desires. Even when we want to gratify ourselves on a material platform is due to the idea of wanting to satisfy the spiritual urge. And the spiritual urge is to awaken our relationship with Krishna. Bhagavan, Bhakta, and Bhakti. That Krishna is always there. The Supreme Lord is there. The Bhakta is there. Those who will be rendering the service. And then the process of service, bhakti. So we're all servants of Krishna. Krishna, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Saji Kabanoi, that this love for Krishna is there in everyone's heart. And the process of perfection is to awaken that love. And that love will be awakened by this sadhu sangha, by staying in the association of devotees. Don't think that, oh, they said Vrindavan is very, very, very wonderful place, but then Radhakund and Govardhan, they say, is so much, you know, has a certain special flavor. Maybe I should go there. Raghunath Das was there in Radhakund, and so many Goswamis were appreciating the nectar and bliss. Yes, we should appreciate, we should honor and respect, But when you leave the association of devotees, this is family. Prabhupada's created a family in ISKCON. Yeah, many problems are there. Sometimes, you know, people are feeling difficulty and disturbance and fight and think, oh, I thought everyone was going to be so spiritual, but I see people still have false ego, myself included. Oh, you know, we all have false ego, and we're all thinking how to best suit me and how to observe how others are not serving nicely. But this is not the mood of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, even though offered everything, he says, I don't want anything. I only want to have in my heart the desire to serve, pure devotional service, purely. No matter what condition I may take birth in, allow me to serve you. And then he's thinking of others, the person who was causing so much trouble. Okay, I want to kill you. I want to chop you up. I want to put you in a pit of snakes. I want to feed you poison. You know, I send my assistants with tridents to stab you and completely destroy you. And at the last moment, I'm going to chop your head off. What does he say, my dear Lord? Please save my father. I remember the good things he did. He had so much love for me. You know, what kind of love is that when a parent wants to destroy the son, the child? But then Prahlad Maharaj was such an exalted person that he saw the good. So how we can see the good in others is important. Not that we're naive. Prabhupada said the temple's not a place for lazy and crazy fellows. You know, we want to give everyone an opportunity to serve. But there are rules and regulations. Everyone should abide by rules and regulations. Of course, there's always the opportunity to make further and further advancement by staying true to yourself. You know, we're chanting softly the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord, I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death, full of lust, anger, and greed. Please pick me up from this ocean of repeated birth and death. Engage me as one of your servants at your lotus feet. So that chanting, when you're calling to someone or speaking to someone in a loving way, with appeal, and you really want to get their attention. And then, in the kirtan, you're loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know, during a battle, before the battle, everyone screams out and they go charging at each other and, you know, cutting each other up. So we're fighting maya, we're fighting illusion, we're fighting lust, we're fighting anger, we're fighting false ego, egotism. I want to be respected, you know, people don't understand me. Why are people treating me this way? You know, we have so many, feelings of being neglected or maybe not appreciated. But Krishna, he loves everyone. He appreciates everyone. Srila Prabhupada, I was asked, Siddhanta captured me in Mayapur. He wanted to have some memories of Prabhupada. So he said, so when you were there, what was most impressed you about Prabhupada? And I thought, oh, that's a tough question, you know. And I said that when Prabhupada would look at the devotees, he would bring the love out of their hearts. They would be surcharged with energy and would jump and dance. They'd run back and forth. They'd run to the end of the temple, come back and jump in front of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada would give the cookies to all the children. You could see, although he has, in some people's estimation, a very serious outlook, demeanor. You see some pictures of Prabhupada, he looks very stern and very serious, like the representative of the Guru Parampara. But then when you see that smile, it's like the compassion and love that Prabhupada has, then it kind of brings it out of us. So that was the impression that Narada Muni, he's out of mercy, peaceful life and mercy. So Prabhupada is like just like Narada Muni, giving the same, he had a very loving attitude, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. He could appreciate that as young children, although like Narada Muni, he did his sadhana bhakti, but also he's like nitya siddha and sadhana siddha combined. But once nitya siddha, you know, it's hard for us to understand. So Prahlad Maharaj in the womb was hearing Narada Muni speaking about the absolute truth, about the process of devotional service. And by that hearing process, hearing is also rendering service. Speaking, glorifying Krishna is also rendering service. This is actually kirtan. We're doing kirtan. By hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So you remember Vishnu, you remember Krishna. And Prahlad, he actually was sent from the spiritual kingdom for the purpose of reclaiming us. Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, we're not just in a very, how you say, romantic way or making our own hallucinations, thinking that, oh yeah, you know, that, how do we know that they came from the spiritual world? You see the consistency of Srimad, logic and reason, of Bhagavad Gita, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of great, great, powerful, learned personalities who have put in writing the conclusions of the absolute truth. Not that we can just speculate, oh, he must be an avatar because he can produce some dust or little particles of gold. People are looking for a guru, looking for God. And many times they make a man into a god. We read several pages back that the devotee doesn't accept any person as God, and someone who claims to be God, in our we destroy them because we know that God is revealed in the scriptures. It's described when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. It's described about Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Varaha, Krishna, Balaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kalki Avatar is just now coming. So much description is there of the absolute Supreme Lord. So we're humbled. And we should feel so fortunate that we don't have to figure out on the map how to get to our destination, because there's so many mazes, so many traps in this world. But so clearly and so, you know, brilliantly, it's being presented in Srimad Bhagavatam, but we have no taste. Lord Chaitanya is complaining to us. He says, Nam nam akari bahudani jasarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala itadrishi tavakripa bhagavan memapi durdaivam idrisham ehajani nanuraga. That everything is there in your holy name. You have so many holy names. All perfection can be achieved. But I'm so unfortunate, I have no taste. And sometimes we feel ecstatic and the kirtan's really roaring and we jump. But then the mind sometimes, you know, makes us feel like, man, I'm pretty useless. I don't feel that same love and devotion. I see so many offering reverential prayers and doing nice service, but I'm just a pretender. You know, I'm doing the motions, but I don't feel the love. It's just like the sick person who has jaundice. He's taking the sugar candy. He said, "Everyone else tastes the sweetness in this candy, but I'm not tasting any sweetness. It tastes pretty bitter." But still, because you have faith in the doctor, you have faith in the process, you keep taking that sugar candy, and it becomes sweet and sweeter. So although we may be struggling with our own mind and senses, we're struggling with the tight association of so many people we don't even really like so much. Some people say, I prefer the animals before on top of, because human beings are so envious, and you know, dog is man's best friend. He's non-envious. He's always happy to see you. So We're not saying that, but we should love all living entities. Because when you develop love for Krishna, you enter into Krishna's family, just like a woman gets married to a man. And then when she joins the family, then she has a father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers, sisters, so many relatives. You just all of a sudden adopted a huge family. So in one sense, when we dedicate ourselves to Krishna, we join Krishna's family. Lord Balaram, you know, Srimati Radharani is there, Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, Vrindavan Dham. So you join Krishna's family and you start appreciating that, yes, I am part of the spiritual family. This material family of brother and sister, mother and father, husband and wife, and all these things, these are temporary arrangements. Not that we should be callous. We should definitely do our duties, take care of our responsibilities. Don't be artificial renunciate. But know that it's just a temporary arrangement. We have a spiritual identity. We have a spiritual family in the spiritual kingdom. And there's a process to achieve that. And it's not a cheap process. And I think Rupa Goswami says, you know, in the marketplace, you need something special. That utsahan nischayat taryat tat tat karma pavartana. You need enthusiasm. You need determination. But you also have to be patient, because patience is important. And Narada Muni is describing chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping Tulsi Devi, living in Vrindavan Mathura. You know, these are different ways of it, of accelerating. Sometimes people sell for the cars of turbo fuel, turbo jet. You know, people can only go so fast, but if you take this turbo jet, it really gives you an acceleration. And Prabhupada often gives the example that people are taking the staircase, the yoga ladder, economic development, really, you know, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Or you can get on the elevator and be on the top floor in one shot, immediately. Otherwise, you spend the whole day climbing the stairs. By the time you get there, the offices are closed anyway. And you wasted all your energy and time. So we want to take the accelerated track, the fast track. In business, they talk about take the fast track. So we want to take the fast track to bhakti. Not in a cheap way. Fast track means that you're paying attention to details. You see, oh yes, I do have so many bad qualities. I mean, Prabhupada goes so far as to explain about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who wrote the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, great learned scholar, exalted devotee. But he said, I'm worse than the bacteria in the, like the worms in the stool. You know, you think, oh my God, that's disgusting how you can think or say such a thing. But a devotee actually feels unqualified, but those who are a little bit advanced can understand that this is just natural humility. Even Prabhupada, how do you sign? Insignificant beggar. The Jagat Guru becomes like an insignificant beggar. So we should remain humble, but at the same time we should remain enthusiastic. You should be peaceful at home and try to have nice brahminical qualities, but also you should be very strong and determined in your preaching efforts, in your spreading of Krishna consciousness. Don't beat yourself up to the point where you lock yourself in a room and do nothing. Real bhakti, real love is action, devotion. It's not simply some romantic idea of pure love, eternal love. Love comes by action. How do you show someone you love them? Oh, give some flowers, cook something nice, do something. Not I love you, but I do nothing all day. Yeah. I love you, I didn't cook a thing. So just, you know, there's real love means that we want to utilize our hands, our feet, our intelligence, our bodies to serve Krishna. And understand that Krishna sarvasya chahang hridisana vishto sarvasya chahang hridisana vishto matasmriti gyanam apohanam chadir. He's giving us remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Krishna's witnessing everything. If I'm supposed to go on Sankirtan from 10 to 5, they won't know if I go at 11 or, and then when I'm out on Sankirtan, if I just go to some place, watch a movie and, get a few chocolate bars and, it was a bad day. I had a rough day out there. We're not cheating anyone but ourselves. So it's important that we're true to ourselves and be, not that all, the president's spaced out. He doesn't know how to see that there are so many departments and so much opportunity for people to, there's a lot of faith and trust. There has to be faith and trust, that I want to encourage you to be honest and enthusiastic in your service. And if you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. You're not really cheating anyone other than. But there's also systems in place, audits and financial audits, service audits, inventory audits. And these are important. Srila Prabhupada was very conscientious of every penny. How is it being spent? Are you spending for Krishna or are you wasting it on nonsense? He was very conscious of how everything is being done. Obviously, we don't have the potency or the ability or to be on that level of really understanding and controlling, but we can all do our very best to chant our rounds very nicely, to regularly read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Don't deviate, because there's so many books, millions of books, hundreds of books, and they're all wonderful. I'm sure there's a lot of nectar. Oh, but this is such a nice book. I know it's a nice book, but I want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I want to read Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I want to hear from Srila Prabhupada. There's only so much time in a day, so much time in each week, so much time in each month, and the years are going by very, very quickly. If you don't believe me, as some of these old guys here, time's going by. We started when we were young. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Ko marang acharet prajna. From the very beginning, give your children training. We have our youth group. We're training the youth. We're trying to encourage them that, yes, take up this process of bhakti from the very beginning or from whenever you're fortunate. You may spend, it's not just some routine armchair casual talk. Oh, yeah, I went to the temple, I think 3 years ago, I saw the deities. It's a nice place. It's not something like that. When one is very rare who can understand the importance of not wasting your life. Prabhupada said, what are you doing with your life? Spiritually, what are you doing? Yes, what am I doing with my life? So, many of you have decided that you're going to dedicate your life to Krishna consciousness and dedicate your life to your spiritual master and teachings. Dedicate your life to reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, hearing from the devotees, associating with devotees, eating Krishna prasadam. One should not go out eating in restaurants, and one should not go doing all kinds of things thinking that I'm okay, I'm very strong, I can overcome Maya. No, we should follow the rules and regulations carefully. If we're slack anywhere, work on that. If we're not aware, read the books and read the Narada Bhakti Sutra. It's actually available. It's a very nice book. But it's a combination of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So stay focused. This is our family business, that we're trying to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're trying to somehow better ourselves with the help of the devotees and Krishna. So Narada Muni, he's giving us the essence of devotional service here. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is praising him, and now he's asking him to further explain what is the perfection of society, the four social orders, what is the perfection of religion. And we'll hear more about that day to day, one after another. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? We have a microphone right here. In case someone wants to. Everyone is convinced? That's it? Oh, there's a question. Thank you. Might be turned on the bottom.
No.
Oh, it's good.
So you say that the hierarchy of the hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy of reviving our loving relationship with Krishna. But personally, I feel more the urge of saving myself from the trouble of having to take birth again. Uh-huh. I feel this urge, but I don't feel the urge.
So the urge of reviving a relationship with Krishna is what we're talking about, but he feels the urge to save himself from the cycle of birth and death and suffering, so he doesn't feel the urge of... That's okay. Like we were saying that the gradual process that you... Even I'm thinking that I want to save myself from the repetition of birth and death. I'm tired of suffering, you know. I'm tired of the pain of this material existence. If that's what it takes, that, you know, I'm going to chant very nicely. I'm going to hear nicely. I'm going to be humble with devotees. I'm going to serve devotees. Then comes a time when you feel that I just want to serve Krishna. Then, you know, Dhruva Maharaj had a similar type of feeling. You know, he was really mad that his father would not allow him on his lap, and you know, but he went to worship the Supreme Lord in the forest and was given guidance. But he was at first thinking, "I'm just mad. You know, I'm really mad, and I want to achieve something really grand and very fantastic." But then at the end of his meditation in yoga, very quickly within 6 months. When the Lord offered him so much, he said, no, I'm looking for broken pieces of glass, but you gave me the highest jewel. So it may not be the highest goal or aspiration, you know, that thinking, I'm just thinking about getting free of my suffering, but that love will awaken, and then your desire for the love will increase more and more. Any other question? Comment? Mataji? You have a microphone.
You were telling that Prabhupada was very conscious about the expenditure that is on. And I have also Prabhupada doesn't want him to save 25 paisa, 50 paisa. He doesn't want to send a check to somebody who wanted to deposit in the bank here and spending $100 and something. He said, I'll send to the courier and that will save my 50 paisa.
Yes.
But these days we see that in his own temple, spending is being done by lavishly. They are not so conscious. I'm sorry to say, but here people are not conscious about money and all and the property of God. They are spending so that
yes.
We should be conscious and we should follow Prabhupada.
Very good point that Prabhupada is very conscious of every paisa spent, but we're seeing nowadays there's so much money is being spent. One devotee is saying, oh, you know, you have this chakra installation, so much money is being spent. This temple of under TOVP, so much money is being spent. You're making so many constructions, so much money is being spent. It's true. that one should not be wasteful in any way, but also when Sanatana Goswami was approached by that merchant, in order to build the Madan Mohan temple, so much money had to be spent. Krishna Balaram Mandir, we had so much money had to be spent, and we're still spending. It's a achintya beta beta tattva. We really are discussing on a managerial level how to tighten up and how to have audit systems, how to put people in charge who are honest and reliable, and how to minimize any waste. But this is somehow or other a challenge for administration, for all administrations. But there's also different visions. Some may think, well, instead of spending money on huge establishments, you should feed the poor, or you should, you know, help the children, and or do the more charitable work. These things are also important, but also having a beautiful ornaments on the deities, a beautiful dress for the deities, having a beautiful temple, having an opulent temple, and the majesty, you know, the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So there's a fine balance between everything. And we should be conscious. Don't be wasteful. If we are wasting, we have to suffer, because Prabhupada says not even a farthing should be wasted. Like, sometimes we go out, we're collecting money. Many Sankirtan people say different things, many things. And if they spend the money simply on their own maintenance and sense gratification, they have to suffer reactions. So we should be very conscious and careful of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And that we always need our mother to remind us, so thank you for reminding us. And I'm going to chastise every manager I have, and they can chastise me, and we'll chastise each other. And outside, they're not wasting. Everybody's. Yeah. People have different ideas and different desires, and if someone is a little bit intelligent, they can see that, you know, there's systematic cleaning and development, and preaching is increasing, and so much is increasing, so. That's a sign that there's some, Prabhupada is somewhat, something happy is there, and we always have to do better. We never should think that, oh, I'm doing such nice work. We're not. We should always think that I am unqualified, incompetent, but I'm trying my best, you know. So we should all try our best and hope that we can get the intelligence by the mercy of Krishna and Guru to do the right thing. So it's a check and balance. That's why we live in a family. The mother tells, and, you know, we have to check each other at all times before we don't get too loose and allow Maya to set in and personal motivation to supersede the interest of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes? Thank you. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.